Hi, I'm Jameer Tootin with WLFR 91.7, here with Luann and Tyne giving great tips on how to manage your time. Let's hear ways on how to develop good multitasking skills.
Multitasking and time management for some people might be two different things. When we talk about time management, I think one of the best ways to get a handle on your time and what you have to do is to create a list of what you need to get done, and then to prioritize on that list. And when you do that, then you can see possibly what skill, what things you can multitask, or you might look at that list and say, well, while this is going on, I can also do this.
Family obligations, school, and work getting in the way. Here's some help on how time management can induce progress in your college education.
This is a challenge for so many people, Jameer, and especially today, even with older people coming back into the workforce, as well as college students. And it was a challenge for myself, too, because I finished out my degree later in life when I had all these things to juggle. Mm-hmm. And the best thing that helped me out was to have a calendar on me that I could schedule everything and see. I needed to have, again, that visual of what time periods needed to be blocked out of my day. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying to juggle that many things, it's good to have that, because then you can see on your calendar, these are the hours I have to be at work, these are the hours I have to do something for family, you know, these are the hours I have to have blocked out for class. And then again, you know, for some people that might be overwhelming to see all those big blocks of time taken up, but it helps you see, here's where I have a little window.
Are you always late? Well, here's some suggestions on how to be on time.
Psychologists will tell you that if you're always late, you don't want to do what you're doing, but I disagree with that. I am a kind of person that tries to scram as much as possible, and that's you too. That's my problem. I have to get realistic. So I would say, first of all, we have to get realistic with what we try to put into our day, and if you're always late, sometimes setting your clocks ahead might help so you're running a little bit better. And really just giving yourself some more time, trying to get up earlier. And
here is 5 quick ways on managing time as a college student.
Calendar, a list, prioritize, and downtime for yourself is essential. And what would be the 5th one? I guess organize, get organized. Yeah.
Thank you, Luann and Tyne from the Wellness Center, giving great tips on how to manage your time. This was an On the Beat spot. I'm Jameer Tootin with WLFR 91.7. Over and out. Don't give a damn,